Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. As a person who has done and is doing so many things, as a coach, friend, I meet lots of different people every day. I get to learn new things daily, things people need, want, have, or don't have. I have also found out that there are people who have more months than money. No blame, just situations. But how can we make positive changes that allow us to stretch the penny to the end of the month? Are there ways? Are there no ways? Is there hope? Is there no hope? Well, in my book, there is always hope because I'm a solution finder and I love to be positive and make positive suggestions for the ones who allow me to. And so I just want to talk about budgeting because I know a lot of people that have issues with budgeting. They don't even know what it is all about, why it is necessary, how it can save their stress level, their income, their bills, their home, their health, their everything. So I just want to say this is the information I'm going to share is according to my personal experience as well as research that I have done. And the best solution seems to be budgeting all regular and reoccurring expenses, writing them down onto a budgeting sheet or an Excel spreadsheet on a computer, dividing up the funds available into weekly or daily amounts to avoid things not necessary that can add onto stress. We all know from previous episodes that stress causes disease or sickness, doctor's visits. You know, when you stress out like crazy, you get sick, so you need to go see the doctor. What happens when you see the doctor? You get medication or tests you have to pay for. What happens when you're not feeling well? You take time off work. What happens when you don't work? You don't get paid. And can you see the catch 22 or the devil's circle, as I call it, that it just gets worse and worse and worse? So the main thing is reduce the stress. And actually, I did say many a times already, I did write a little stress reduction book, 15 Steps to Reduce Stress and How to Increase Health. It's an itty bitty book. And you can get it on Amazon.com. Just put in my name, Denise Thompson. That's DeniseMson. And then it pops right up and you can get it either in Kindle form for $2.99, or you can get it a copy of the paperback for $6.99 or something like that. And if you're in the area where I am, Southern California, and you want one autographed, I do that when you pay me $10. And we see each other, so I will autograph it for you and sell it to you for $10. So anyway, that's actually just part of budgeting to reduce stress. That's a big point. So there are actually many free printable monthly budgeting sheets online. I found quite a few. And the question is, which one works best for you, why, and how? So there is a plain one. It just says household budget. There is actually a quote there from Albert Einstein, and he says, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. And it has categories such as monthly financial goals, yearly financial goals, and long-term financial goals. Yeah, and on top it has the months that you put in. For example, right now we're still January, but we need to start planning for February. Okay, so I would put in February and then go through it. It says gross monthly income. Now, when you work a job and you have a regular income, monthly, weekly, biweekly, by hour, by commission, that all changes the way to look at your income. Because when you work on commission, you can never say what you're going to get until you have received it. And that means you have to actually change the strategy on budgeting. So let's say you're a teacher. You get regular monthly income for 9 months out of 12. Well, what happens during the 3 months during the summer where you don't get paid? You need to divide those 9 months of income into 12 months and make sure that you can cover everything. I live a little bit. Then you're going to be 3 months without anything and you could turn out to be homeless. When you work for a big company such as General Electric or Google or Yahoo or any big companies that have you year round and you get your monthly incomes and you know exactly it's every month pretty much the same and they're already taking money out for your taxes and they're already taking money out for your medical insurance and they're already taking money out for this or for that. So, of course, that's going to make it easier. But when you work on commission, such as realtors do, and I have so many friends who are realtors, and this is the season to struggle because there are so many things going on that the realtors are actually not in control of, and so their sales can be budged. They can fall through just because of something the owner of the home did or did not do when they had promised or signed the contract with the realtor to have them sell the home. For example, I know of one wonderful realtor who had a couple of homes lined up for sale, which would have helped him provide for his family. Well, that's the whole goal behind it, having fun working and being able to provide. Well, the first one, the owner decided he didn't want to pay any extra bills and turned off the water. And there was a freezing day or night. And, of course, without running water, the pipes froze. And then when he turned on the water for the people to come through for the final inspection, the water pipes burst. Well, that's just the way it happens. Was that the realtor's fault? No. The realtor was sure that the owner of the home knew not to turn off anything, to keep the heat at least at the 50 or 55 degrees so nothing freezes. But that was not the case. So the sale failed. Another one was listed with the furniture in it. And it was around Christmas time. And that makes so much sense. The people wanted to buy the house with the furniture so they could just go there where they wanted to go and buy the home and relax because it was furnished. Well, when they went for the final walkthrough, believe it or not, the house was bare. No furniture. Everything was stripped. And of course, what happened to the sale? It fell through. So I'm just pointing out a few things on how to budget differently. But things that we really need to take into consideration, we can even make our own sheet. But categories that we need to take into consideration, I'm going to list a few, are income total. So what's expected? You can have a projected income, you can have a real income, it depends on your job. And then other incomes, if you have outside incomes because you have another business or you're driving Lyft or Uber or whatever there is, or a cab, and you have extra income, or you're doing babysitting or house cleaning or whatever it is, those are extra incomes. Well, you know that if you make more than a certain amount per month, you have to declare that. So that's going to go, you need to take money out for income taxes. So it's good to know so you can figure out and budget your income taxes as well. Expenses that you have usually are mortgage or rent, household maintenance, taxes, insurance. What am I talking about with insurance? Medical, home insurance, maybe car insurance. You know, if you're driving, you need to have car insurance. If you can take public transportation, that's one thing you don't need to, but then you need a pass for the public transportation. So you always have to know what's going on. So go back to the house. Electricity, water, sewage, gas, telephone. If you have a landline, that's one thing. If you don't have a landline, then you have a cell phone. Or you have a DSL or something for the computer, well, that all costs too. Internet access, computer, you know, charges depending on what you do. Cable or dish or something for the TV, and then of course groceries. Have you ever try to figure out how much you spend every week or every day on groceries and how much it ends up per month and how much of the groceries that you bought were consumed, how much was thrown out because it went bad or it wasn't eaten or it wasn't even healthy. So with the groceries, budget yourself. Go for things that stretch. I have learned with my hubby together, that's one thing we do a lot, especially in the winter months. We get a lot of vegetables and grains and things that we can make a hearty soup. And then I make some homemade bread. So a slice of bread with a hearty soup is a whole meal. And you don't eat more than a cup of soup when it's a hearty soup to actually be satisfied. So it's also budgeting your intake versus, you know, taking too much. You can always, if you're really starving and you need more, you can go back for another half a cup or a cup. But it's better to do that than to take two or three cups, then only eat one cup and throw the rest out. Well, the ingredients, the soup, that all adds up too. So it's best to go for a little bit less and add a little bit more if needed, but quite often one cup is enough. So that's with the groceries. You know, you need to have fresh fruit and vegetables, and I teach everybody how to make their own bread because it's a lot less expensive. It doesn't have any preservatives in it. It's healthier and it tastes better and it's fresh. And so you can make it when you need it, and it usually takes about 3 hours. So, and you don't have to be there the whole 3 hours. I do it usually with a bread machine, which takes me maybe 4 or 5 minutes to get everything ready. Then I push the button, and 3 hours later, the bread is done. And now I found a new trick that from that three-hour cycle, if I take the dough hook out at 2 hours and 15 minutes, because from then on, it does not mix anymore. It just rises and then it bakes. Then you won't have a big hole at the bottom of it from the hook. And it's much easier to cut it, slices, and make sandwiches out of it. So those are all little tips and things that can help you with budgeting. There are actually bread makers that are very inexpensive, about $20, $30, $40 if you go on eBay or Craigslist or something. Doesn't have to be a brand new one. It just has to be, everything has to be there and it needs to be clean. That's all there is to it. So other things that need to go in the budget are entertainment. Yes, no. If yes, how often? A week, a day, a month? How much is the average expense for that? Are you supporting any charity or donations? Well, I know for us we do. And because we do have somewhat of a budget, because we know exactly what's coming in and what's going out, we know that in order to be safe and have some reserve, whatever we do for others, we try to take away for that month for us. So we do less things that are not necessary and focus only on the most necessary things, so we can actually help somebody else and make their lives better. Leading by example is always the best way. And then, of course, fuel for the cars. So we have, or I have, pretty economical cars. Auto insurance. Now, normally they bill you monthly. I'm different. I like to pay for the whole year in advance, and then it's done. And I don't have to worry about it. Car payments. Yeah, they're monthly for most people who lease a car or rent to own or lease to own or whatever. My husband and I have never leased a car. We always bought them outright. And we shopped till we had something that we could afford and then fixed it up and had it, and it's perfect. So car payments can really drain your budget, but then that needs to be definitely included in your budget. Child care. Well, what does it take, number one, to get a child into child care? You need transportation to get there. You need to have your child vaccinated. If they're not vaccinated because you have had negative experiences with vaccines on your children, or you don't believe in them, or whatever the reason is, again, absolutely no judgment. Some daycares don't even take you. Some schools don't take you because they demand that you're vaccinated, whether it's good for you or not. Well, I know my daughter did not do well with vaccines, and she sweat them out. And when she went back to get tested afterwards, they said she never had the vaccine. And I said, look at her chart, vaccinated on da-da-da. She could not take it. She got so sick, she sweated out, and the toxins came out of her body. So, you know, those are things we need to consider. But that makes the child care or the schooling sometimes more different or difficult. So you might have to do more homeschooling or have somebody who's willing to, a private school who's willing to. Credit cards, how many do you have? What do you use them for? Are they designated for specific needs? Do you know what your balance is? Can you pay off your charges every month, or do you have to pay penalty on it? All those things need to be budgeted, because you know that if you exceed a certain amount on your credit card, it gets higher and higher and higher. Try to lower those things as much as you can by being budgeted, seriously budgeted, so you can start paying off. Even if it's $20 to $50 a month, is better than nothing at all. Or check out which credit card has the least penalty, the lowest penalty, and transfer the one with the highest to the one to the lowest, and close the highest one and work on the lowest one. Those are all things that can be done to help you make budgeting easier. Do you have any loans, outstanding loans for education, for business, for whatever? Do you receive or do you pay child support? Clothing, when you have children, oh my, especially the little ones, they grow so fast, they don't keep the clothes on for too long. So see if you can swap clothes with somebody else who has one of the age group that yours just outgrew, and if they have somebody who's older and they have outgrown theirs, and you can get their clothes so you don't have to spend money, but you can swap clothes and help each other out. Or go to a Salvation Army or a Goodwill or a thrift store or Doves or anything. There are so many amazing places out there to get clothes. We actually went and got them for my father-in-law who lived with us for the last 6 years of his life because they had to be washed so often because he soiled them that we did not want to go and buy expensive stuff. We wanted decent stuff, nice stuff, so we could take them places with us, but things that we could wash easily every day and put in a dryer. So he always had clean clothes. He didn't have to stay in soiled clothes because that was a definite no-no. So clothing is a big thing, but there are so many ways around to make it easier. And now comes the heartbreaker. Do you have any savings for retirement, for college, for your children, or for emergencies, or for a vacation, or for something? Let's start working towards that. So I suggest start minimizing your expenses. Lower everything and anything you don't need. Change your eating habits. Eat healthy but smaller meals, and make more soups and things that last a long time, are very filling. Put rice and grains, whole grains and veggies and things in it. Lentils and beans are high in protein, so you don't even have to go and buy expensive meat. So those are all things to consider. And the reason why this is so deep in my heart is because I know so many people who do need to learn to budget. And despite the fact that I'm talking about it and I'm doing some budgeting on my own and whatnot, so I know where the money goes and where it's coming in and whatnot, I still get to learn more too. I'm not an exception. I am the solution, part of the whole thing. It's just I'm studying it so I can help you, the listener, in getting some ideas. I actually researched and found there are some games you can play to have fun while coming up with a budget. But again, it's entirely up to you. What I would do is I would make sure I could sit down with my husband in a quiet place when the children are down. Now ours is grown up and out of the house. But, when I have other children in the house or whatnot, that's not a good time to budget because you're distracted. You want to do it at the time where it's quiet so you can actually focus and be honest and talk about things that definitely affect you, be it physically, mentally, or financially. Make sure you have all the categories down and don't buy things that you don't absolutely need, things that don't bring you income, especially when you're budgeting to make it from the first day to the last day of the month. Anything that does not bring you income or that does not nourish your family and help you keep them healthy is not necessary. That's a waste of money. And those things come back later to haunt you. However, when you just invest the money where it's needed, how it's needed, and when it's needed, and you know exactly what you have and what you can do, and don't count on income that has not come in because you never know if it does or if it does not. Work with what you have and figure out what else you can do from home, maybe. There are so many people, I have so many friends even down here in the flatlands who love to earn their tuition for college by driving Uber. And the thing is, there are some restrictions on what vehicles you can drive. It needs to be not older than 2007. That's the last research I just saw last week. It cannot be a salvaged title, even if it has been totally fixed and honest, it needs a full coverage. Honestly, I don't know how Uber can legally demand that because I have not driven many cars that did not have a salvage title. Just my last one, it's a Ford Escape Titanium. I got it as a salvage title because it had hail damage, engine and everything perfect. But the people didn't want to fix it up, and so they thought it was cheaper to sell it as a salvage title. Well, I don't think it's fair for any Uber company to say, I cannot drive that vehicle, and it is a five-seater, which is demanded. They demand that you have four passenger seats with seatbelts. That's not including you. So I said four passenger seats plus you as the driver. And that makes a big difference. So that means you need to have a vehicle that is more expensive because they're putting stipulations on it that they have actually, from what I know, I don't think they have a legal right to do so. I think it's a safety factor. But again, when it's only salvaged because of hail damage and everything else is perfect and you are able to go to the body shop and take care of that hail damage and it looks like a brand spanking new vehicle, I don't see why you could not drive that. So I will one of these days look into that legal aspect because I just want to know. I'm not interested in driving Uber. I have too many things going on my own. I love helping people getting healthy, in healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And that is my main goal. And that's why I want to find out so many things that I can share with you and make things easier for you and on you. I'll help you do some of the legwork to make sure that you actually get to choose what works best for you. Again, remember, when you drive Uber, you pay for your own miles to go to the pickup and to drop off and stuff. You just get a certain flat fee. And when you drive an hour to go to the place and you only make $5 for the whole night or $10 or $20 or $50, that does not even cover the fuel, the wear and tear, and the insurance on the vehicle. So plan accordingly. I mean, it can happen once in a while, you know, things happen. But plan accordingly that you know for a fact you will make your $100+ that night or $200 and go from there. So I have shared quite a bit of things. Again, main focus, monthly budget. We're towards the end of January. It's the 24th already. Start with February right now. Either make your own sheet or go make an Excel spreadsheet or go Google it and print one out that you can fill in and make the adjustments at the bottom that you need to add in for the things that are not in there. And I just want to say, may God bless you. Do everything that you can. Enjoy working together and having a plan and a budget. Support one another. Focus on healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And if you want to contact me, go to dythompson@gmail.com or 562-335-4956 for voicemail or text. And I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And let me know when I can help you in any way, shape, or form. I appreciate you for listening, and I wish you all the best. Best of health, best of everything. Take care.